heavily. I hardly know anyone who wears an opera cloak the whole time. "You've got to have the cloak," said Count Arthur, "for the rings, you see, like..." He spread the cloak dramatically. There was a brief, implosive noise, and a small, fat bat hung in the air. It looked down, gave an angry squeak, and nosedived onto the soil. Doreen picked it up by its feet and dusted it off. "It's having to sleep with the window open all night that I object to," she said vaguely. "I wish they'd stopped that music. I'm getting a headache." There was another whoomp. Arthur reappeared upside down and landed on his head. "It's the drop, you see," said Doreen. "It's like a run-up sort of thing. If he doesn't get at least one story start, he can't get up a proper airspeed." "I can't get up a proper airspeed," said Arthur, struggling to his feet.
"Excuse me," said Windle. "The music doesn't affect you?"
"It puts my teeth on edge, is what it does," said Arthur, "which is not a good thing for a vampire. I probably don't have to tell you."
"Mr. Poons thinks it does something to people," said Ludmilla.
"Sets everyone's teeth on edge?" said Arthur. Windle looked at the crowd. No one was taking any notice of the fresh starters. "They look as though they're waiting for something," said Doreen. "I mean, waiting."
"It's scary," said Ludmilla.
"Nothing wrong with scary," said Doreen. "We're scary."
"Mr. Poons wants to go inside the heap," said Ludmilla.
"Good idea. Get them to turn that damn music off," said Arthur.
"But you could get killed," said Ludmilla.
Windle clapped his hands together and rubbed them thoughtfully. "Ah," he said, "that's where we're ahead of the game." He walked into the glow. He'd never seen such a bright light. It seemed to emanate from everywhere, hunting down every last shadow and eradicating it ruthlessly. It was much brighter than daylight without being anything like it. There was a blue edge to it that cut vision like a knife.
"You all right, Count?" he said.
"Fine, fine," said Arthur. Lupine growled. Ludmilla pulled at a tangle of metal.
"There's something under this, you know. It looks like marble, orange-coloured marble." She ran her hand over it. "But warm. Marble shouldn't be warm, should it?"
"It can't be marble. There can't be this much marble in the whole world. World," said Doreen. "We tried to get marble for the vault."
She tasted the sound of the word and nodded to herself.
"The vault? Yes. Those dwarfs should be shot. The prices they charge. It's a disgrace."
"I don't think dwarfs built this," said Windle.
He knelt down awkwardly to examine the floor.
"I shouldn't think so, the lazy little buckers. They wanted nearly $70 to do our vault, didn't they, Arthur?" "Nearly $70.
"I don't think anyone built it," said Windle quietly.
Cracks. There should be cracks, he thought. Edges and things, where one slab joins another. It shouldn't be all one piece. And slightly sticky.
"So Arthur did it himself."
"I did it myself."
Ah, here was an edge. Well, not exactly an edge. The marble became clear, like a window, looking into another brightly lit space. There were things in there, indistinct and melted-looking, but no way into them. The chatter of the winkings flowed over him as he crept forward.
"More of a vaultette, really. But he got a dungeon in, even if you have to go out into the hall and shut the door properly."
Gentility meant all sorts of things, Windle thought. To some people it was not being a vampire, to others it was a matched set of flying plaster bats on the wall. He ran his fingers over the clear substance. The world here was all rectangles. There were corners, and the corridor was lined on both sides with clear panels, and the non-music played all the time. It couldn't be alive, could it? Life was more rounded.
"What do you think, Lupine?" he said.
Lupine barked.
Not a lot of help."
Ludmilla knelt down and put her hand on Windle's shoulder.
"What did you mean, no one built it?" she said.
Windle scratched his head.
"I'm not sure, but I think maybe it was secreted."
"Secreted? From what? By what?"
They looked up. A trolley whirred out of the mouth of a side corridor and skidded away down another on the opposite side of the passage.